AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Blue Stem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 5th of January. It is 7:20, 28 degrees, a wind chill of 18 as kids are back to school here this morning. And hey, we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Treva Worrell and Mason Moan with Unbound Gravel. Treva, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm good
great.
Morning.
How are you guys?
Mason, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
Outstanding. Well, thank you for joining us, and thank you for putting up with my schedule adjustments that came in here late this morning to get you guys on the air. We had this initially flipped around, but I had to make a quick change here. So I want to appreciate both of you guys coming on board with us here on short notice at this time slot. Treva, I wanted to start here with you about the lottery registration process, because it sounds like the main lottery is really just a few hours away from getting rolling.
Yep, it's today. So we get to open up our lottery for the 200, 100, 50, and 25-mile distances today at noon Central Time. We're super excited.
I would assume you're expecting an onslaught of activity, Treva.
Oh, wow. Yes. It's been a year already, for sure.
Yeah, no.
I think this will be the year that we break all the records of everyone wanting to get into this event.
Well, I would, what are we hearing, upwards of 4,000 plus, possibly, all told?
That's what we would like to see coming to Emporia, plus bringing all of their friends. But yes, for sure, we're looking at the 4,000, hoping to have them on our start line come June 4th.
My goodness. So what is involved here with the registration process for folks that are going to jump online here and get this taken care of here starting up at noon today?
It's actually super simple, and it's not something they have to rush to do. They have until the 20th to actually get their name into the registration. So it's basically just going to our link and filling out the information, and then they just sit back and wait at that point.
Well, as you mentioned, it is a lottery, so selection process will be in play. And what does the process entail once the lottery registrants are in, Treva? How does that work?
Well, basically, what we like to say, I mean, obviously, we give special consideration to our locals, our women, those that are reaching for the 1,000-mile goal for the 200. But after that, it is random. It's kind of funny because people, you hear about them saying it's rigged, but then they get upset when they see that their name isn't pulled. And it's like, no, it's actually a lottery. It really is random.
All right, so yeah, noon today. It's exciting, exciting time is the big event coming up here in June for Unbound. Mason, I guess big news coming out, directly affecting Unbound Gravel, as there'll be a couple of adjustments specifically to the elite portion of the 200 miler here with Unbound. Tell us about how launching will be adjusted here come race day.
Yeah, so in order to make the mass start a little bit safer, we're having those super fast guys and girls take off a little bit early. So the elite men's race will start 10 minutes prior to the normal field. And then the women's race will take off another 2 minutes after the men's take off. So this is just going to keep that giant group a little bit smaller at the beginning, and those people that are really jockeying for position up at the front won't be risking it all to take out potentially 4,000 racers that are behind them.
So is it this basically the main concern here with safety, Mason?
Yeah, exactly. And It will also allow us to get better media coverage of the women's race, which is really important this day and age. So,
I was going to ask you, Mason, because you know you guys obviously are closely connected with it, and you've seen this start to finish. You've seen it from the prep side of things. We're there, you know, race morning, about half an hour to 40 minutes before everybody launches off. And for folks that aren't there that early, just how busy is it leading up to the launch and then actually getting through the launch period and just south of town?
Oh, it's very busy. It's intense. You've obviously got 4,000 people all there to ride their bikes, but then you've also got news outlets. You've got media from around the country, some from international outlets. So you've got thousands of people all downtown, people there just to watch their friends race the event. So it's hectic, but that's part of why we're doing this, is to try to get people out of town before the masses start heading out of town.
Now, for people who, you know, for some reason might be unfamiliar with exactly what goes on here with the unbound gravel and the start. So the elite racers will be launching first, the men followed by the women, and then basically, because you staggered this before, you have the 200 followed by the 100. Is that going to be the same way this year, Mason?
Yes, that's correct.
So
yep,
so there is a category. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
The 100 will start an hour after the 200.
Okay, yeah, so those times will not change this year for the 100 and then the 50. Now, there is, you've got the 200 elite, but then you do have the 200 unelite, correct? There's a number, a lot of 200 participants that aren't in the elite category, correct?
Oh, definitely. The vast majority of the people competing in Unbound are not considered elite.
So we've got, approximately 200, would that be safe to say, about 200 elite riders, men, women?
Yeah, that number sounds about right.
Okay.
So how do you categorize this? What's the vetting process like to be an elite rider, Mason?
So when you go through the registration process, it's actually a question you'll be asked if you consider yourself a pro/elite rider. And then we'll internally go through the list and just verify that everyone deserves to be there. That way, we don't have anyone up in that elite race that doesn't have the handling skills to be up there and might cause some more dangerous activities. So, yep, you'll just check it during registration, and then everyone else is with the mass participation event.
Gotcha. And it sounds like also, too, here, Mason, there's a change here for those elite riders as far as the equipment is concerned.
That's correct. This year, we are not allowing aero bars for the elite riders. And aero bars, if you're not familiar with the cycling term, they're extensions that go on your handlebars so that you can get lower and become more aerodynamic. And in the elite race, this becomes a problem because then you don't have access to your brakes. So it can be very dangerous when you're riding in a group. This ban only affects the elite riders, though, because the masses generally use the aero bars as more of a comfort bar just to get through 200 miles. It's a long way. You need lots of different positions to be in.
So this was announced yesterday as far as how the race will start, and then the aero bar portion of the changes to Unbound. What kind of reaction, Treva, have we heard from? I know that social media is kind of blowing up all over the place with people and riders commenting. What have you been hearing?
Well, I think for the most part, I think it's going well. I mean, yeah, we do see a lot of the naysayers that are not quite understanding or maybe not reading the article and understanding that it's just the elite only. There's a lot of fear of the gravel being thrown around. But to be honest, this is a safety thing, and it only affects the people that are up there that are actually not needing they don't need the aero bars. They need to be able to, like Mason said, get to the brakes. They need to be able to be ready at any point. It's not affecting anyone else. So, but yeah, we, of course, with anything else, Mason can, he's in social media, so he can say more about this, but I feel like we've got some major thick skin over here in the Unbound. office, so it's just another layer that we've added on, but it's fine. It's great. I don't think it's going to affect anything. We'll be ready to go, and everyone will still love the event.
Well, Mason, what have you been hearing from the elite community concerning the aero bars? Yay, nay?
I think for the vast majority of people, it's a good thing. I think I saw an article yesterday on Velo News, and the majority of the pros are in approval. They don't think aero bars have any place in the gravel scene. So I think we made the right call.
Yeah, and obviously you'll watch and see what the reactions are. Treva, after we complete Unbound this year, obviously you want the input from the racers, and you'll ask them how things went, and you'll take it from there?
Oh, for sure. We have a survey that goes out in every event right after it's done for feedback, and I'm sure we'll be able to look at it closer and see where we go from there. But this is all we have for this year. No more changes.
No more. Well, one other thing I think, that I don't know if this is new or not, but Mason, are you putting course marshals at every intersection with a paved road this year? Is that what I understand?
That's correct. Yeah, we'll, in an effort to make the race even safer, we'll be having people out there making sure you're not blowing stop signs and cars aren't blowing through you. So should be a good one this year.
Treva, I wanted to loop back here to the Unbound XL lottery process, how that went.
Oh, wow, yeah. So we were able to, obviously, we had way more people sign up that we could even accept, but we were able to get, I think we're probably going to be around 175 at the start. But we are definitely on par for that.
Okay. And then 4,000 plus total here for the whole Unbound. Treva, really quickly, I know this wasn't really part of our conversation points, but what else can folks expect, say, if they're coming down and enjoying the Unbound festivities, whether it's the races like the All Things Gravel Expo, which has become kind of a staple, and some of the other activities that'll be around Unbound here coming up in June?
Oh, yeah. For sure. I mean, we definitely have the All Things Gravel Expo. That will be even bigger. I feel like we keep saying that every year. It just keeps growing and growing, but it's like it's taken on its own beast. And so you obviously, anyone can come and partake in that, even if they're in the event or not. We will have things going all weekend. I encourage people that we will be opening up the volunteer sign up here at the end of January. I encourage people to check that out and see if there's any spots that might look, like fun for them. I would really like to see, we always have a great outpouring of the community, but really like to see some people that maybe are not quite sure about the event yet. I feel like once they come down and they volunteer and see how exciting it is, it's better understanding of what we're doing here and how much the community needs and wants this event. Also, as far as I know locals aren't exactly in this, but if you volunteer for 10, minimum of 10 hours, you get to use those hours to either skip the lottery for the next year or even pay it forward to someone. So maybe a local might have a friend outside the state that's been trying to get in the event. They could volunteer for them and then pay forward those hours to them so they can skip the lottery next year.
So is this volunteer information on your website, Treva?
Yes.
So, and you have a list of what the volunteer duties might entail?
Yeah, for sure. So we will obviously have spots in all checkpoints, the packet pickup, at the expo, even down through the route. We might need marshals. I mean, there's all kinds of things. Really, there's something for everyone.
Well, I assume it's safe to say that the Unbound Gravel event here in early June is the largest gravel cycling event in the world. Mason, is that correct?
Yes, you could definitely say that. Some would argue it, but I definitely think it's the top.
Good deal. All right. Well, we can't wait for the slate of races coming up here. Well, it sounds like it's a few months out, but you know it's going to be here before we know it. And
oh no, yeah, it's here.
It's here.
And Treva and Mason are going to be vitally involved in getting us information so we can get that out to the community here throughout the next few months as well.
And we'd love to have you back on here before the end of the month so we can talk about the opening of the volunteer aspect of this, and we'll ask you how the lottery went. How'd that be?
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. Thank you.
Hey, Mason, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Treva. Anything we miss here this morning?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Hey. I mean, it's pretty early, so.
Yeah, well, my fault on that.
Thank you both.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Have a good one.
So there we go. There it is, Treva Worrell and Mason Moen talking about Unbound Gravel. The lottery opens today, and he meant over 4,000 riders.
Oh, man. At some point in time, we're going to be talking about 5,000 like it's a drop in the bucket at this point in time.
Pretty impressive stuff, isn't it?
Absolutely. Want to let you know that next week's newsmaker slots are at this point in time wide open, but we are going to be filling those pretty rapidly here today. So if you would like to be on that 720 to 730 slot with an event or an activity, call us at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Keila Mock, Kat Dorcas joining us tomorrow morning as we preview and promote the January 1st Friday Art Walk.
And our primetime newsmaker brought to you this morning by MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 620-340-7732. Jeff Hodges, 340-7732, MRSK Buildings. It is 735, 28 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Capital Federal will always be here for you, so you can be you. For that quick check of your